Register now at assetscamps.ca.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Over Easy, for Makin' Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Hello, it's 11 o'clock on Tuesday, and you're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. I don't know if I need to say all that or if that's just the news person in me who has to say it all, but you're tuned into The Witching Hour. This is your host, DJ Crusher, and as per usual these days, I have your extra special summer host.
Hey!
DJ LFM.
You've heard of Summer House, but I'm Summer Host. Aaron of Whiplash, and usually I say all the information when I am live,
including Lower Carruthers Hall.
Yeah,
and things.
Yeah, I want people to know exactly where I am.
We need like grinder level accuracy on the location.
Yes. Oh my god, I love it. I had a friend in first year who he would always pull up grinder whenever we were in like a social gathering.
So fun.
And he would try and clock who it
game.
Was.
He would try to find who it was.
Yeah, but he would get way too drunk and be like, "I know you're gay." Like, I know it's you. I know you're gay.
Get him. Get those DL tops. Get him.
We never knew whether we were, like, he was right or not, but he still,
like slightly to the, ethical, he, but I trust and believe it was the same.
To this day, he's like, no, I knew it was this person.
Love that. Oh, got a cough directly into the mic 2 minutes in. I thought we were going to be safe tonight, but then we got ice cream, and that makes me phlegmy, so I might be confident.
Oh, what a treat. What a treat.
Yeah, I bribed Erin with a sweet treat to be here with me tonight.
This is true. She called me when I was on my way home from work, and I heard sweet treat, and I was like, I have to be here.
Locked in. So we went to Marble Slab, and we got ice cream.
Paid an extortion amount for ice cream, but it was actually slab.
It was so worth it. I also just needed the sugar at this point.
Yeah, my head was pounding, and now it's not, so magic.
Magic, I think.
Thank you, sugar. Yeah, but no, the guy, when I got my flavor, he was like, toppings? And I was like, no, thank you. And he was like, no toppings? And I was like, okay, are you, like clocking my body? Or, like, what's happening
right
now? Are
you sure you don't want toppings, fatty?
No, literally, that's what I heard. He was like, you, fatty, no toppings? I was like, oh, I'm done for.
I think it's their whole gimmick.
No, I know. So I felt as though I had to overcompensate, and I bought, like, a fancy cone.
Oh, my gosh. Sorry. Going back to me coughing into the mic, Chance, our tech manager, messaged in our group chat and was like, so-and-so burped into the mic today. And I immediately
gosh.
I've done so much worse.
No, but you know what? Burping is, like, a different level for me. I think it's disgusting.
I love it.
It makes me feel sick. Like, I hate hearing people.
That's so funny. Everyone I've ever lived with, there's always one person who, like, scream burps in, like, a really impressive way. Oh, love that. Famously on the visual medium, Aaron's showing me pictures. But you're getting the experience of hanging out with two people who don't want you there. And looking at things on their phone
the
and not
wheel.
Telling
you're the
you.
Third wheel. POV, you're the third wheel. We don't care
being
about you.
Being a witching hour listener is about being degraded and left out. That's kind of the whole vibe of the show. But starting with some music, because I picked some really long songs today, so I want to get into it, and then maybe we'll have time for everything. Maybe we won't, and if we don't, I'll play it next week, so don't even worry. Starting off, I am getting out more about Sleep Token, because, again, I was really excited about this release. So I'm playing another track off of Even in Arcadia, and the tour looks so good. You need to see the set. I feel like you would actually appreciate it. It's, like, very intricate, like it's like stairs and rock and flowers and like it's all pink and cute.
No,
it's so slay. So I really the budget is budgeting on this tour. It's crazy, and I feel like it makes sense because all the songs are so like cinematic and intense. But
I love a good production.
Me too, and that's something I feel like is missing in a lot of metal. And I do talk crap about that a lot on this show, where I'm like. And it is about the music at the end of the day, and everyone can do their own thing, but I think I appreciate a good show Like, that's why I appreciate the Pop Girlies so much, is because they put on a show and they dance and they're entertainers in their own right.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, no, I appreciate when someone just gets up there with, like, an instrument and then, like, they kill it. But yeah, also there is something about, like, putting on, like, a show. Yeah. You
two
know
different
what I mean?
Things. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate both. Mm-hmm. But I really, really love when somebody puts on a show. And Sleep Token certainly does that. And they have their whole lore and everything surrounding it. So I just love it. And if they come to Canada, I might try to get tickets.
I was going to say, like, are they on tour and are you going?
They're in tour in Europe, but I don't know what kind of locations they're going to do here. And I remember apparently it was like a nightmare to get tickets last tour, and they're only bigger now. So we'll see.
Yippee, yippee.
I might try. I think it would be worth it to try for me. But the song I picked is Look to Windward, which is like 8 minutes, but it's the opening track on the album. And it really grew on me. It like wasn't, I played my three favorites on our last episode, which was kind of psychotic of me. But this one has really come around to be one of my favorites, and I've been listening to it nonstop. And after that, I haven't even listened to the whole song, but I wanted to play it just for lore purposes, because another masked band has started.
Whoa.
Called President. And they dropped their song In the Name of the Father. Very Ethel Cain core.
No real.
And they he does like, he has like a big smiley, like one
like
of the
Joker
like a purged
face?
Mask. That's kind of what it looks like.
I don't love that.
Yeah, it's a little spooky, but
I don't love it.
I think everyone pretty much sussed out who it was immediately, and I won't share that because I'm not a loser who doesn't like fun. I hate when people just like,
oh, but is it someone who like
it.
Already like makes music but under,
yeah,
like a different alias?
Yeah.
Mm.
And I think a lot of the Sleep Token guys too were in other bands and stuff, but I think it's nice when it's an anonymous project and people just,
yeah,
let it be.
Yeah. You know? When people are like, I know who this is, you don't.
Yeah, it's like, okay,
don't spoil the fun.
Yeah, like I purposely avoid the spoilers because I think part of the fun is like that they get to do the character and everything.
Yeah.
So those are our first two tracks, and we're just playing those two because both of them are pretty long. So it's going to be a minute. And I know you just want to hear us talk more and more and more. So you're just going to be on the edge of your seat the whole time,
we're
waiting for us to
talk.
Come back. So please enjoy our first song, Look to Windward, by Sleep Token from their new album, Even in Arcadia.
Starts to fission, losing this war of attrition, just as I drift away. Will you haunt this eclipse in me? 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 We'll be right back.
drawing of blood in the twilight. Everything looks the same. Will you hold this eclipse in me? Will you hold this eclipse in me?
To the floor in all the love.
was In the Name of the Father by President, which is their first and only track so far.
Yeah,
and
I liked it. I like the end where it went, Father.
Father. I liked that part. And then before that, Look to Windward by Sleep Token, which I'm playing under us now, just in case you forgot. And yeah, I think that's the first, like, I've only heard snippets of the President song, so I wanted to listen to the whole thing here with all of you. And it was pretty good. I'll be keeping up with what they're doing. Next up, we're going to get it right into our next songs because I have crazy lore to talk about later.
Yes!
It's literally not going to be that interesting and only interesting to me, I think. it's basically me like, this person didn't like this person, and so it's going to be kind of lame.
No, I love that though. I love the drama.
We're going to talk about petty emo men in the 2000s and 2010s.
Perfect.
So that'll be fun. And I feel like a lot of this episode is centered around that era. Maybe not so literally, but even like that last song, I feel like just has that energy, and I feel like that's all coming back, and especially since Sleeping with Sirens and Pierce the Veil are on tour right now, everyone's like,
and I didn't realize that Sleeping with Sirens was
our
opening
friend Kellen. Oh, never mind.
Oh yeah, I hate Kellen.
I have major FOMO though. I wish we got tickets.
I know,
but I had no clue until it was already happening.
Yeah, I didn't know that Sleeping with Sirens was opening, but then I was like, I hate that, but also, oh my god, if I could hear King for a day, like, girl, don't even play with me right now.
No,
one of my old coworkers went, and I was like,
ugh. If they ever for some reason go again, I'm 100% getting tickets. I just like, it was not on my radar all until I
like
saw people posting that they already went.
Yeah,
and I was like, me and Aaron would have tore it up if we went.
Literally, like, Cara Fernelia and Bulls in the Bronx, like, nothing goes harder. Like, they're so, so, so good.
I know.
So good.
I would have been screaming at the same range as Vic and Kellen. I would have hit those notes. I would have been going crazy.
They have healed, like, such a traumatic part of my life. Like,
I think next time any of these, like, emo bands are going on tour, I just need to go. I think I never went to like Warped Tour and stuff when
I
was that
either,
age.
But like,
and I always wish I did.
I always saw only bad stuff about Warped Tour though.
My friends who went had fun.
Did they?
Yeah.
I always heard like when I was on my Reddit game, I always saw like really bad stuff. But that's because people love to be haters, maybe.
Yeah, and I also feel like bad stuff did happen, but it was like funny bad. Where it's like, this singer threw up on everyone. Like, that's funny.
No one was like, in a good place, I don't think.
I remember my friend got her hand, like, demolished because she, like, the...
Like Ian?
like, got devoured.
Bones and all.
Bones and all. She saw Timothy Chalamet there. And
no,
went,
real, num, real. Num. I let him numb it.
But she Andy Biersag from Black Veil Brides.
Don't say his name. Don't say his name.
He threw his guitar pick into the crowd and she dove for it and somebody mashed her hand. She got it though. Queen.
The silence. Crazy, 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 crazy.
She got it.
But as she should. I'm so glad for her.
Yeah,
so
shout out Steph. That was like really impressive of her.
Yeah, worth.
And totally worth it. But her hand was like black when I saw her because somebody stomped on it.
Oh my god!
But I think that was the kind of shenanigans happening. Which honestly, like,
were you an Andy Biersack? Like, do you think did you find him sexy?
I thought he was sexy, but I liked the guitarist. I liked Ashley Purdy because he looked like a girl, so I liked him.
See, I was like, name, that's such an apt description.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I liked Andy, though, too. And I think he's aged really well. He looks really good now.
He does look really good for his age. Yeah, there was just always just something, like, really weird about his face that I didn't like.
For sure. He reminds me of a specific person I know, though, that gives me the ick. So, like...
I feel like he would give me the ick.
Yeah, no, he for sure gives me the ick. I think I saw a video literally the other day of him jumping into the crowd to fight someone, and I was like,
ew. You're a grown man.
I had that kid. It was probably like
past adulthood.
A 15-year-old. It was like an old video, but I was like, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I think he would give me the ick, but he's a beautiful, beautiful man.
He definitely has aura. I'll give him that.
Yeah. And he, like, definitely, I think everyone just wanted to look like him in his, like, mm-hmm, peak Andy mm-hmm, Black mm-hmm. era when he had, like, the long hair that was, like, scene cut.
Yeah.
And he always did
the
crazy makeup. Like, that was such an era.
Yeah, my dad has this hat that says BBB, and every time I see it, I think like Black Veil Brides.
What else would it be?
It's a German team.
That's so funny.
I know, but I literally went to ask him. I was like, Black Veil Brides. I was like, I didn't know that you would like. And then I never asked because I knew it was going to embarrass myself. And then eventually he was like, oh, it's a German team. I was like, okay. So glad
it
I didn't
is like
ask.
The caricature of like loser. What like, loser emo was in like 2010. Yeah. But our next song, it does harken back to that era, especially because later we're going to talk about like Dance Gavin Dance Floor because there is such a freaking hot mess of a band.
Yeah.
And Silverstein is a part of it, and they're a Canadian band, and they were on tour with Dance Gavin Dance during the peak drama, and they witnessed the like boiling point of the drama and literally like sat down for an interview after and talked about it.
Dished
like,
out the goss.
And they're like, that was crazy. And they Whoa. Just let it all Whoa. Out, which is really funny. And I had no clue that they were involved in that era at all, but they were on tour with them all the time, apparently. And yeah, their interview was really funny. But we're going to play a new track by them because they have a new album coming out. And I feel like now they're so like summer vibes. They were definitely like, again, like just classic emo music. And then now they're kind of going into like
something crazy though. Earlier at work, like because of the wind, I felt so emo, like my hair was like swept across my forehead.
I literally flipped my hair the other day and I was like, this is the exact hair I wanted when I was like 12.
So I did that. I came in and then I like said it in like a group of my coworkers. I was like, tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. And you know who starts singing and then starts following me as I walk away? My manager. And I was like, no way.
You know too much.
No way. He knew more lyrics than I did. And I was like, I'm scared. Like, I'm actually terrified.
That's so funny. I think I need to bring it back.
Core memory.
I need to bring back emo twerp loser of the week throwback. That wasn't the order of the words, but that was all the words.
Yeah, I know. Every Tuesday night, it's just like, let's bring back Tumblr. Let's make a new Tumblr in MySpace.
Also,
what would we call it?
My story for later does also involve MySpace.
As it should. And like, I would kill.
Hilarious. But we've been talking for a bit, so I'm going to let these next few songs play. Both Canadians are playing Negative Space by Silverstein, and then Fata Morgana by Spiritbox, their first track off Tsunami C, which again, y'all know how I feel about Spiritbox. And also the guys, sorry, I'm gonna stop talking in a second. The guys who are behind us at Model Actress were also talking about both these bands behind us, and I wanted to turn around
We
could have made friends.
We start being open to socializing with other people.
There was a lot of people
in public
where we saw them, we're like, we have a specific thing we want to say to them, and we didn't say it. So that's our resolution. We're just gonna start talking to people.
Yeah, that's our goal for this year, is to talk to other people in public.
Change the focus, blur me in the background. Shudder to think that I could ever be found. Don't want to be what the weight hits last. Find me lost in the abstract. Oh,
Okay, guys, that last song you heard was Fata Morgana by Spirit Box. I don't know if I'm saying that right at all or what language it is.
We're Morgana. Why is she being called Fata?
Fata.
Me and Marble Slab.
And then before that was Negative Space by Silverstein. And I'm sorry if you heard our technical difficulties, which was just me difficulties because I panicked. Because we were trying to take a really hot, sexy photo in this scene.
Yeah, that everyone's going to see.
But so, this is me. I'm doing a tech talk.
Oh, what the hell?
But we are going to talk about the spoilers that I'm talking about TikToks. But we're talking about Dance Gavin Dance because one of their songs got really popular on TikTok randomly, and I saw on my For You page and it like jump scared me seeing stuff from like in that area on TikTok. But everyone's just been talking about it because it's like it's a very like good snippet from this song.
Mm-hmm.
And the lead singer just has a lot of controversy, so I figured I would just go through Dance Gavin Dance lore because it's my favorite thing to talk about.
Okay, I love that.
And
I
they
love
were
it.
My
I'm
top,
ready.
My confession is that they were my top band throughout all of COVID. And that like my top five songs would be like all Dance Gavin Dance.
Which I already told you was actually insane.
And also like my listening hours at that time were also like psychotic, so I was listening to them all day. I love
that was like when you weren't sleeping.
Yeah, I love a man that sounds like a woman. And I just want to do it all day. So I listened to Dance Gavin Dance like all day during COVID. And then oh my god, that's loud. Yeah. So basically the lore is we're starting off with a song called Blue Dream from their album Downtown Battle Mountain. And like they've had so many members.
That sounds like a Macklemore like song title.
Really
I don't know.
Does. But yeah, pretty much I'm gonna actually get into it at some point and stop going, yeah, pretty much. And then oh my god. I didn't think about how I was gonna start this. But basically these men are so petty and dramatic and crazy, and that has caused a lot of changeouts. And I'm not gonna get into a lot of the serious stuff because, well, first off, disclaimer, Johnny Craig has like addiction issues, and that has nothing to do with him being a piece of shit. That's just a side thing that's going on, but no shame in that. He's an asshole for way other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I feel like this just makes me depressed because I'm like, so many men in this scene get outed as being like evil abusers,
yeah,
and talking to underage girls and stuff.
Yeah.
And then I look at the rest of them, I'm like, you all hang out together and there's no way you didn't know. And when the rumors come out, they all say they knew. And I'm like,
but I was going to say like when we were talking about Warped Tour earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's always just like either you did nothing or you fully are involved in your.
Yeah, but then there were also like so many fanfics at the time too where like underage girls wanted to be in those situations,
yeah,
too,
which
so
is
it was
scary.
So uncomfortable.
It was a really yeah, really not good situation, honestly. And it's maybe for the best that I didn't go.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so that aside, I'm not going to talk about that cuz that's too serious for right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to talk about the petty stuff. So basically, Dance Gavin Dance started with Johnny Craig as their lead singer. Other key people in this are Will Swan and Adam. And basically, there's two other guys in the band who have been in the band the whole time and have not left, like, at all. But basically, Johnny Craig was the original singer, and he was just a piece of crap, and he was always fighting with everyone. He caused one other person to, like, leave the band. And then on tour with Silverstein, they had a big, like, blow-up fight. And apparently he would always like quit the band and then beg them to come back in. Like he would always be like, I'm quitting, I'm done. And then he would the next day be like, guys.
That's in like Pitch Perfect where she's dragging the chair. She's like, okay, sure.
But he would do that like every friggin' night. And then eventually they were like, no, you're done. And they like left him in New Jersey when they were on tour.
Shut up.
And then, but this guy is such a talented vocalist, which is why this song like blew up. He's literally like the voice of an angel, but he's like an actual terror to be around, which is why he was in so many bands. Like I can name like five right off the top of my head that he was like the face of. But so when he got kicked out of Dance Gavin Dance, he immediately got picked up by another band in New Jersey that day and continued and made it home somehow. But yeah, then later a MySpace post came out from Dance Gavin Dance. And it was like a big, long thing basically saying what a terror he is to be around and how he like stole from all of them and like lived in their houses and didn't pay rent and like...
The Johnny guy?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And then also during this time, he advertised that he was selling a MacBook on Twitter, and then someone bought it for like $5,000. And or he scammed like $5,000 worth of money out of people, and then he never sent them MacBooks, and that was like a big drama, which is why on my story I said tune in for the MacBook giveaway, because that was like a whole like scandal. And he was just doing stuff like that.
The original
time.
Like hawk to a girl with her own currency, except it yes. was like actually illegal.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
So he did that, and then and a bunch of other
what
stuff.
A weirdo.
I know, he was just a mess, but he was in Dance Gavin Dance, he was in Slaves, he was in Amorosa, he was in like, he was in so many bands, but he just has such an amazing voice and he like God-given talent with no work put in. Like he would show up to the studio and like not know the lyrics and just say whatever, and then they'd have to like splice it into a song somehow. And even some Dance Gavin Dance is known for their like nonsense lyrics, especially when their other vocalist John Mass is singing. Mm-hmm. But like the clean vocals usually are, they make sense.
Yeah,
not when Johnny is in that yeah. band. But again, this album is honestly one of my favorite albums. Like I love it, I listen to it all the time, and this is one of my favorite songs and the song that blew up on TikTok. But basically on TikTok people are being like, this song's amazing, don't ask anything about the guy who sings it.
Yeah, real.
But yeah. And then later, Dance Gavin Dance had another vocalist, but then the moment Johnny wanted to come back, they booted him out again. They booted this poor guy out.
Don't say poor guy.
No, the other guy.
The guy who replaced him. Oh, yeah.
And they said...
Stop, so they took the OG guy
back?
Yeah,
they said, you're not as good as Johnny. And then when Johnny wanted to come back a few years later, and they'd had, like, made amends, they let him back in. And I was like... These That's men icky. Are so evil. They just go wherever the wind blows. But yeah, I would never trust any of these men as far as I can throw them. And they're all like 6'5". They're a scary crew. So,
that's terrifying.
So I can't throw them very direction. Far. But yeah. And then Tillian, after that, I think Johnny screwed up again. And then their vocalist Tillian came in, which was my favorite era of DGD. But then he got kicked out. And then now their singer is Andrew Wells, I believe, who has been in the band before and has done like backup vocals that were really, really good. So now he's taking the lead, which I'm cool with. I think I like him better than Tillian right now. So
Tillian's a crazy name.
It is a crazy name.
I'm with it though.
He had a really crazy tooth gap, so I really liked him.
It, like in the middle?
Right in the middle. And I was like,
I love it.
So I'd watch interviews just for the tooth gap.
Yeah, I love that. There's this member at work who is actually missing his front two teeth, and I love it when he doesn't wear his fake teeth.
I would love him. There's a video, I feel like everyone's seen this. It was like on Instagram Reels or something, and it was this guy on a roller coaster on a first date, and he loses his front. He had a fake tooth, and it falls out, and he's really embarrassed about it. But then, like, him and his date have a laugh, and it's really cute. And I was like, that would charm me.
Yeah.
I would be got.
Yeah, no,
not just because I
so
love freaky
true.
Teeth.
But... No, that's so true. I would have like found it and like scrapbooked it. I think.
It's a good thing Portia didn't actually spit out a tooth and it was ice, because I would have fallen in love.
Oh my god, no, seriously, I actually found my baby teeth in my car when I cleaned it out.
What?
Yeah.
You had them in there the whole time.
Yeah, I had my baby teeth in there the whole time. I have like two little containers of them. It's like my baby teeth in a big tooth.
And you just like
it was
had
just
them
in my car
because
I think I wanted to show my old roommate, be like, look, I saw my baby teeth, and I just forgot about them.
Oh, that's so cute that they've been with you so many places.
No, I love my baby teeth.
But they're never
gonna go anywhere.
I don't know if my parents kept my baby teeth.
I kept my baby teeth.
I'm gonna look for them. I know I have a lock of my hair from when I was a baby.
I have one too. Yeah, that's in a box. That's the stuff my parents actually want. I want my teeth.
I want the teeth. I kind of wish I kept my wisdom teeth.
I wish I kept my IUD. I like saw it and I was like,
I kind of want it. Put that on the shelf.
But I loved it.
That would have been really slay, actually, if you had that.
I know. Oh my god! On the new season of Love Island USA, someone's IUD fell out and it's just on the ground and they literally zoom into it.
Oh my God.
And it's never addressed.
It just slips out.
It blew up on Twitter, though. Like, we never saw it fall out of anyone, but there was an IUD on the ground.
Somebody's in danger. They're also, like, banging and smashing all day on that show. Like, somebody's gonna... This is dangerous.
I'll show the meme to you.
Also, how does it fall out? You don't know.
It was crazy, though. It was crazy. I was like, just got an IUD put in, like, 2 days before they went to Love Island? Literally. That's hilarious. No, I literally thought it was, like, edited. It's not edited. Because when I watched the episode, they zoomed into it.
That's
I was like,
psychotic. Anyways, that's my... DGD lore. I think that I'm gonna leave it at that. I feel like I could talk about it all day because so many funny things happened. There is also a video. This is, again, I'm putting aside the fact that it's like actually deeply sad and focusing on the funny thing of there is a video of Jenny Craig throwing up on stage that's like really funny because he just like he's singing beautifully.
Again, pitch perfect core.
And then he projectile vomits and then he goes back to singing really well and I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Oh my god.
It's like sometimes you just gotta let it out.
That's crazy that he kept going.
And like, again, and deeply sad because of the point he was at, but I'm gonna be honest, that's really funny.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
Okay, also he's a poo-poo head, so oh my god, full IUD on the ground.
Full IUD.
That's something that would happen at Warped Tour.
And they don't have, like, insurance either. So, like, that's, like, at least $500 of, like, our dollars.
Go to run and snatch that?
No, literally.
What are you? Still got a few years left on it.
No, literally.
Oh, my God. It's because they're knocking around too much. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was actually insane.
Wait, it's just on the floor,
too? They zoomed into it. And then they all, like, walked over it. Like, on the stairs. It was so funny. It was hilarious. Yeah.
That's psychotic.
That's my piece. That is something that would happen in Warped Tour. But like 5,000 IUDs.
And then my friend's hand would get crushed when she turned to jump for it. Anyways, in our last 15 minutes, we're going to play a few more songs. So we'll play the one that blew up on TikTok was Blue Dream by Dance Gavin Dance. And I also played this on my episode with Emma and Makia called Stinky Boys.
I remember when that came out.
Yeah, we did Stinky Boys and Stinky Girls. And Stinky is a whole thing. Mm-hmm. We haven't talked about Stinky in a long time, actually. I think we're going to bring it back this summer because it's a really good descriptor. It's not negative. It just is.
It is. And I feel like everyone listening to the show knows what Stinky means.
Yes. And the song is really, really stinky. And especially, there's like a voicemail snippet at the end that's like, it makes me like enraged. Like I have to skip it because it pisses me off so bad.
Oh, I love that.
But it really, I think it puts in, it really is just like the stank on top of the stink of this song.
Something really similar for me, and I feel like I've never said this out loud and I'll get a lot of hate. That one Fiona Apple
the
song.
Are gonna come for you.
I don't know. I can't remember. I think it might be Criminal. Like her really big one, Fiona Apple, and she starts making like dolphin noises at the end. I gotta skip it, guys. I gotta skip it. It's like a full minute of like. I was like, no, I can't. And I have to live with that.
That's me with like a lot.
Actually, no, I don't. That's why I skip it.
A lot of like the ad libby things at the end of songs. It's a hit or miss for me. I'm either like, that's so cute, or I'm like, oh my god, I hated that.
Yeah.
This one, it's like. Again, I think it really fits for the song, but it's like, if I received this voicemail, there would be blood. Somebody would die. I'd be so angry. It's giving like, have you seen, or wait, you don't have TikTok. You're not stupid like me.
No, I've missed like quite a lot of the brain rot. I mostly just get my brain rot from my coworkers.
It sounds like they have enough to go around. So.
Way too much.
Oh, sorry. That was scary. Someone just left. But anyways, our next song is Blue Dream by Dance Gavin Dance, and then we're also gonna play their new track because I don't want to just play their old stuff with their old singer who sucks. And also I did check and Johnny Craig does not get any money from Dance Gavin Dance songs, so I can play it ethically.
I think we just talked for like 20 minutes.
We did. It's good. 90% of it was me going, so pretty much and then this guy got kicked out and like they didn't like each other, and like, that was the worst. I was gonna like have this this well-researched script, but then you came and I didn't want to do it. So we're doing Blue Dream by Dance Gavin Dance because the TikTok people reminded me it exists. And it's one of my favorite Dance Gavin Dance songs. And then we have All the Way Down, which is their newest track from their upcoming album, Pantheon. Enjoy.
Fucking eyes.
Mine?
Yeah.
Blue?
They're blue for sure, right?
Yeah.
Alright, bye.
All right, let's go.
Changeover into
the Whiplash After Dark.
And we're killing it. We're doing
we're eating.
So that last song you heard was All the Way Down by Dance Gavin Dance and Blue Dream by Dance Gavin Dance. And yeah, we did not, we yapped a lot this episode. and we're going to continue to yap for another hour. But right now, me and Aaron are going to change over. What should be our soundtrack while we change over? I'm going to play... I'm giving us Blood Rave by Transmit 2000 to get our stuff together. So get ready for Whiplash After Dark in like 30 seconds.